And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
It's done, Dr. Blacker. Total victory.
Total? Glossman, if our victory is so total, then why am I still here in my brother's fleabag theater instead of at wit's end? You've accomplished nothing.
But sir, the Edgebiter scam worked. The people believed it. You're leading Tom Riley in all the polls, and Wits End is closed to the public.
In the first place, I couldn't care less about Tom Riley or the polls. In the second place, merely closing down Wits End is pointless if the employees are still allowed inside. I want the place completely deserted.
But sir, I thought...
You're not here to think, Glossman. You're here to do as you're told. Now listen carefully. I'll speak slowly and use small words, so you'll be sure to understand. I need free rein of Wits End and its surrounding grounds. Therefore, you will get the place completely closed down so that no one is allowed within 100 yards of it. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Good. And don't pout, Glossman. It's not becoming. Get Jellyfish and that gang of his to help you. I'm sure the two of you can come up with something workable.
I'll get right on it.
Fine. And Glossman?
Yes, sir?
Don't fail me again.
Yes, sir.
Jason? Billy?
Hi, Sam. Hi, Lucy.
What's going on, you guys?
Yeah, where are the rest of the Israelites?
That's what Billy and I want to talk to you about. After everything that's happened lately, we need to restructure things a bit.
Restructure?
Yeah, Lucy. We don't want a repeat of what happened to Butch.
We're going to run the Israelites more like a network, using the kids who want to help us in their various areas of strengths. Billy and I'll manage that, and Lucy, you and Sam will help us.
Does this mean we're not going to do good deeds anymore?
Yeah, we will, but of a different sort.
What do you mean?
Well, the Bones have figured out what we're up to, and they keep sabotaging what we do.
And now everybody thinks we've gone bad.
Right. That's why we need a new strategy. Until now, we've been on the defensive, waiting for them to strike and then cleaning up after them. We've been playing it safe. It's time for something new.
Like what?
Well, now we need to go on the offensive. We're going to do things to show them that we're not safe or predictable, and that'll make them nervous before they can do anything. Oh, and along the way, maybe we can get some proof that'll help place the blame where it belongs.
So, what are we going to do?
Sam, you know where the Bones hideout is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think it's time you and I paid it a visit. Tonight.
Cool.
Wait a minute. What if the Bones are there?
Aha! They won't be. You see, one of the things Butch told us was that the Bones have joined, of all things, a bowling league.
Bowling?
The Bones are rather bowlers?
Yeah, apparently it was Jellyfish's idea. He thought it'd make them look wholesome or something.
They'll be at the bowling alley tonight at 8:30, so meet me here at 8:15, Sam.
8:15. Got it.
Well, what about me?
Lucy, you need to go to the bowling alley and keep an eye on the Bones. The last thing we want is for them to leave early and catch Sam and Billy at their hideout.
That could be painful.
Right. Now, here's my cellular phone number. I can contact Billy on his pager. You watch the Bones and keep me posted, all right?
Right.
Right. Well, let's do it.
All right, this code over here.
Eugene.
This function here. Okay.
Eugene.
Line these all up and hit save.
Eugene, will you slow down?
I'm sorry, Miss Kendall. I really can't.
Why not?
Because I finally succeeded in adjusting the search function on the imagination station so that it'll record data on backup disks in the computer room, and I must now use the station to learn what I can about Wits End, the land it sits on, and the tunnels beneath it in order to help us battle Mr. Glossman. Excuse me.
But what makes you so sure you're going to find out anything in history that'll help us?
Elementary. Why, after all these years, would Mr. Glossman suddenly choose now to close down the shop?
Well, he didn't have the nerve while Wit was here.
No, too much time has passed. What has happened recently to trigger this event?
Jason wanted to turn the Underground Railroad tunnel into a display?
Correct. That tunnel has been getting a lot of attention from Mr. Glossman and that scientist friend of his.
Mr. Boffo. Bovril.
Correct again. I've investigated the tunnel through orthodox means and cannot find a single reason for Mr. Glassman to be so determined to get to it, except for that mysterious but rather uninteresting element we scraped off the walls and tested at the college laboratory.
But you just said it's uninteresting.
Downright boring. So, to find the answer, I must resort to unorthodox methods of investigation and search throughout Wits End's history in the Imagination Station to see what I can discover. Excuse me.
Well, is there anything I can do?
As a matter of fact, there is.
What?
Pray for me, Connie. I would be most grateful.
Yeah, sure. It's nice to hear you ask.
This is Jason.
Jason, it's Lucy.
Hey, what's going on, Lucy? Everything all right?
Well, I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't actually seen it, but Rodney and the Bones are here, bowling away. What's more, they're not half bad.
Sam and Billy should be at the hideout by now. Keep your eyes peeled and call me if the Bones leave.
Right.
Strike!
Oh, that was beautiful, Rodney.
Yeah, that was beautiful, Rodney. I can't believe this. Me, the leader of the Bones of Wrath, reduced to bowling.
We're a diversion, you know that.
It's my gang, Rusty. Why should I be a diversion?
Because Jellyfish told you to.
Jellyfish.
Hey, look at the bright side. Your game's getting better.
I don't want my game to get better. I want my gang back.
Hey, look who's here over by the phones.
Well, well, Lucy.
I didn't know she bowled.
She doesn't, you cork brain. She's spying on us for the Israelites. Come on.
Where are we going?
On a little fact-finding tour.
Huh?
We need information on the Israelites, and Lucy knows all about them. Now, come on!
I don't know, Rodney. Maybe we should just stay here and bowl like Jellyfish told us.
I don't take orders from Jellyfish. This time we're gonna do things my way. Now, come on!
The hideout's deserted, all right.
The door's unlocked. Come on.
This is easier than I thought. Oh, this place is disgusting.
Hard to believe they actually hang out in here, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, let's get started. Look for anything that might work as evidence.
Right.
Connie, you're still here?
Yeah. Thought I'd give this place a thorough cleaning. It'll be spick and span when we open again.
Where's Eugene?
Oh, he's still in the Imagination Station. He's been there for hours.
Without a break?
Well, he came out a little while ago to get a drink and go to the bathroom. Said he's crossed back and forth in time through the complete history of Wits End. He even talked to Teddy Roosevelt when he came through town on his whistle-stop presidential campaign.
Really?
Yeah. Nothing to help us, though.
Well, I hope he finds something.
Then you really think it's worth it?
I don't know. But I trust Eugene's instincts, and I wouldn't want to get in his way.
I gotta go to Cabin Creek. See my boat.
Journal entry supplemental. My lengthy quest through history in the Imagination Station has yielded little information on the tunnel or the mineral thus far.
Come on in, son. Glad you found the tunnel. It's the safest way. I've built one that goes over to the basement of the church, too. Ooh, are you hurt?
All I got's a scratch on my arm. Got caught in some thorns.
Fairly deep. I've got some salve I can put on it. I'm Reverend Andrew. Welcome to my humble home. Well, the basement of it anyway. What's your name?
William.
Are your parents heading north?
I am once again seeing the story of William Ross, a slave who used the Underground Railroad and whose path took him to the parish church of Reverend Andrew in the 1850s. I travel as an observer only.
Do you want any more soup?
No, thank you.
How's your arm?
It's good. What was that you put on there?
It's a salve. The Indians around here showed me how to make it from some herbs and, strangely enough, a mineral we found down in the tunnel.
Mineral?
So this is your house?
It belongs to the church. It's called the rectory.
If you want to catch up to your father, you
should
leave soon as you get
done. I didn't notice that before. Stop! I'm going to go back, you unwieldy machine. Back!
Hi, Lucy.
Rodney! Rusty!
What you doing?
I was just...
Let's make this easy, okay? We know why you're here. You're spying on us.
Spying?
Oh, we don't hold it against you. We do the same thing to you Israelites.
Rodney, why'd you tell her that?
Why not? She knows. Right, Lucy?
What if I do?
Nothing. Only, wouldn't it be nice if someone would just give you information so you wouldn't have to spy no more?
Like who?
Somebody in the know.
Rodney, what are you doing?
Quiet, Rusty.
Why would this somebody want to provide me with information?
'Cause maybe he's tired of the way things are going. And maybe he wants things back the way they used to be. And maybe he has the scoop about what's been going on around town.
All right. Maybe I'm interested. Let's talk.
Not here. Follow me.
Follow you?
Only if you want the information. I'll even take you to our new hideout.
New hideout?
Rodney!
Quiet! Well, what do you say?
All right, lead on.
Oh, this place is really awful.
They're the bones. What were you expecting? Tapestries and flowers?
No, but I didn't think I'd find moldy pork rinds and soggy cheese doodles either.
Well, the only evidence we'll find here is that these guys are real slobs.
Yeah, I thought they might have written down their plans somewhere.
Well, even if they did, I don't think we could find them in this mess.
Right. Well, let's get on with the operation.
Operation? There's more?
Uh-huh. Jason wants us to give the bones a sign that we've been around, that we know where they are and how to get to them.
You mean we're gonna trash the place?
How could you trash a dump like this? We're going to clean it up.
What?
What? What is this? What's happened? Journal entry supplemental. I am in what looks like the charred remains of Reverend Andrew's house in Odyssey. If I remember correctly, it was burned to the ground after slave traders came looking for William.
You there! If I've told you looters and gawkers once, I've told you a dozen times to stay away from my house!
My humble apologies, sir. I am neither looter nor gawker. Reverend Andrew, is it not?
That's right. You'll have to forgive me if I seem bristly, but we've had so many come through here just to exploit what happened.
I understand. I am a scientist, and I'm particularly interested in unusual geological elements. Minerals, that sort of thing. I understand the tunnel beneath the church has yielded some curious matter.
How could you possibly know that?
I learned it from William Ross.
You know William?
Well, I...
That's all right, then. Please, come back to my lodging. We can talk there.
Well, I guess everything's going according to plan, huh?
Yeah, Billy and Sam should be cleaning up the Bones' hideout by now.
I'd love to see the expressions on the Bones' faces when they find out what we're doing.
Yeah, I would...
Good grief. What's that?
I'll have a look. Connie, you stay back.
Can you see anything?
And now, a message for the Israelites and all their friends at wit's end.
What?
Connie, get down now!
The salve I used on William is a strange mixture of molds, fungus, and a mineral derived from the ground in this area. When we dug the tunnel, we found an abundant sampling of the mineral. By itself, it seems to serve no purpose at all.
Does this mineral have a name?
The locals call it the silent one. I guess, because it's mixed with something else.
What? What's going on?
Indian word. Rupa.
A power loss? No! Not when I'm so close!
Jason!
Keep your head down, Connie!
What in the world?
Jason! Connie!
Eugene, stay up there and call the police!
What a mess.
Well, I told the police I'd file a formal complaint with them tomorrow.
Yeah, for all the good that'll do. There's still no proof as to who did it.
It's like a war zone around here. You all right, Connie?
Yeah, but you should get that cut taken care of.
I've had worse. It'll be okay.
We found this sheet of plywood in the shed.
It should cover that left panel.
Good. Just lean it over there. Any more like it?
Assistance!
Eugene, that's heavy. Why didn't you ask for help?
I believe I just did.
Yeah. All right, here, I got this end. Set it against the wall. There. You all right, Eugene?
I'm not positive, but it's entirely possible that I may have strained something.
Why don't you have a seat?
I believe I shall.
They sure did a number on us, didn't they?
But I still don't understand how this could have happened.
Well, Sam, I guess there were a few problems with my plan.
Well, don't blame yourself, Jason. Butch must have gotten the facts wrong.
No, he didn't. Lucy called. The bones were at the bowling alley.
But obviously not all of the bones.
Yeah, like jellyfish.
Right.
Hey, where is Lucy anyway? I mean, she should have been here by now, don't you think?
Oh, great. What happened to Lucy?
Gonna be great, Rusty, just great.
I guess we're about to find out, Rodney. Here comes Jellyfish.
Hey, Rodney, Rusty, what are you guys doing here?
It was Rodney's idea.
That's right. We got a little surprise for you inside the cave.
Surprise? What kind of surprise?
Oh, just Lucy Cunningham Schultz.
What? You brought Lucy here?
Yep.
I don't believe this. Of all the boneheaded, moronic, idiotic things to do!
Hey, what was boneheaded about it?
You mean besides the fact that we're gonna have to find a new hideout?
I brought her up in the dark. She couldn't find her way back if she wanted to. And even if she could, big deal. So we find another cave.
There's more to it than that, you simple-minded gherkin. Now there's a witness who can tie us all together.
They've already tied all of us together. You don't think Butch told him all about you?
We didn't kidnap Butch.
We didn't kidnap Lucy either. She came here of her own free will.
What? She did? Why?
Because I told her I'd give her information about us. But if we press her a little, she can tell us plenty about the Israelites.
Yeah? And just how are you gonna press her?
I thought you were supposed to be some big smart guy. Ever heard of scaring somebody?
All right, Rathbone, we'll do it your way. But I won't forget that you didn't follow my orders.
Ah, you're breaking my heart. After you.
Get it.
Rodney, I've been here long enough. Are we gonna talk or not?
Actually, Lucy, you're gonna talk.
What do you mean?
He means we need information about the Israelites.
Who are you?
Never mind who I am. The only thing you need to know is the sooner you start talking, the sooner you'll get out of here.
I knew it. I knew you couldn't be trusted, Rodney. I'm getting out of here now.
Fine. I hope you can find your way back. In the dark.
The dark?
Yeah. Because if you don't know your way, well, you know, you could wind up lost. Mm-hmm. Very lost.
You brought me up here, Rodney. You'd better see that I get back.
Well, I suppose Rodney or Rusty here could try to take you back. Yeah, but their sense of direction isn't all that good, you know. Yeah, they might get you really lost, stumbling around in the dark with who knows what crawling around out there, just waiting to pounce on you. Why, it's enough to drive some people crazy.
You'd better get me out of here.
Sure, sure. Right after you tell us what the Israelites are up to. Well, I'm waiting. Okay, Rusty, take her out.
It'll be a pleasure.
Ah!
What was that?
I don't know. Rusty?
He's out cold.
Well, what happened to him?
I'm not sticking around to fight.
Rodney! What's going on? What's happening?
Don't you know? It's a rescue.
Who is that? Who are you?
Don't get all bent out of shape.
It's just me.
Richard?
Maxwell, what do you want? Why are you doing this?
Lucy's a friend of mine.
A friend? Hey, look, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Too late. It's like I told you, Myron. I never forget.
Yeah, but wait, no!
Richard, what'd you do to them?
Don't worry. I just zapped him with an electrical stunner. They'll be out for a few minutes, then wake up with a headache.
Oh. Myron?
Jellyfish's real name. Are you all right?
Yeah, fine. How did you know I was here?
Well, I've been staking out this cave. Come on, let's get out of here.
Okay.
You really should have one of these for protection, you know. I got this one on sale at the Electric Palace.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just got off the phone with Lucy.
Is she all right?
Yeah, she's fine. Apparently, she went on a little walking tour with Rodney Rathbone last night to the Bones' new hideout.
Walking tour?
Yeah, Rodney lured her there by promising information about the Bones. She met Jellyfish face to face. She was rescued by Richard Maxwell.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, she said you'd know who he is.
Yeah, I do. He used to be on the bad side, but he had a change of heart.
Jason, do we have any more fuses?
I don't think so, Eugene. How's it going?
Well, without fuses, it isn't going, and neither is the imagination station.
You'll get it fixed.
Well, I hope so. I was so close to a breakthrough.
All right, boys, start here and work your way up and out.
What? Hey, what's going on, Glossman?
Ah, Jason Whittaker and minions. Just the folks I wanted to see. Get out.
Out?
What?
If anybody's getting out, Glossman, it's you.
You don't want to touch a state official, especially when the sheriff's department's surrounding your building.
We're surrounded?
All right, Glossman, what's this all about?
Well, Jace, it's like this. That element you've got in the tunnel down there is showing signs of being extremely toxic.
That's ridiculous. My tests reveal the mineral to be completely inert.
Well, fortunately, our tests are more thorough and professional.
What?
Which means it'll be necessary to inspect every aspect of Wits End and the surrounding grounds for 100 yards in all directions.
100 yards?
Besides, we heard about what happened here last night. This place seems to be a magnet for vandalism. And since we really can't risk anyone's safety...
Look, I'm the proxy owner of the building. I take personal responsibility for everyone's safety.
Once again, I remind you that you don't own the land. You can't guarantee their safety getting to and from the building.
Listen, Glossman...
Whittaker, I have the authority of 7 different state, county, and local departments on my side. Authority that even overrides Mayor Riley. Don't make this tougher than it has to be. I'll give you all 5 minutes to gather your things and leave.
All right, Glossman. You win. Connie, Eugene, do as he says.
As I said, sir, total victory.
You're certain the building and the grounds are secure?
Completely. For 100 yards in all directions. And we control a secluded maintenance road. No one can see us coming or going.
Check and mate. Congratulations, Glossman.
Thank you.
It's about time you did your job correctly. Hmm. Now go tell Jellyfish to bring the truck around on the back road and inform the professor that he can begin the excavation.
Yes, sir.
Oh, for so long I have awaited this day. Wits End is mine.
Dr. Blackard has taken over Wits End? Since we now know he doesn't really want to be mayor, what does he want? And what was the clue Eugene almost found in the imagination station? The only way to find out for sure is, keep listening. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Checkmate was written by Phil Lawler and Paul McCusker, and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer is Mark Brewery, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.